The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start off with DPAC. DPAC has released its 2020-2021 Broadway season schedule. The upcoming season includes productions that recently picked up Tony Awards. And, of course, we know Hamilton is coming back. Here's the schedule from an article in the News and Observer. Tuesday, September 1st through Sunday, September 13th, Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. This is the story of the Temptations from Detroit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The musical, still on Broadway, will take to the road in July. It won the Tony Award in 2019 for Best Choreography. Wednesday, September 30th through Sunday, October 25th, Wicked. The reimagining of The Wizard of Oz is back at DPAC for the first time in 5 years. This can be added to a season ticket holder's package. Tuesday through Sunday, November 3rd through the 8th, Tootsie. The musical comedy based on the 1992 film starring Dustin Hoffman won the Tony Award for Best Book of a Musical and Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Musical. Tuesday through Sunday, November 17th through the 22nd, Hadestown. According to a press release, this musical snagged 8 Tonys, including Best Musical. It intertwines 2 mythic tales, that of young dreamers Orpheus and Eurydice, and that of King Hades and his wife Persephone. Okay, Tuesday through Sunday, December 1st through the 6th, 1776. Before this musical hits Broadway in the spring of 2021, it will have a preview on the DPAC stage. The musical, currently being developed at Harvard University's American Repertory Theater, is described as a reimagination of the production that first hit the stage in 1969 and has been revived a few times since then. It explores the time period around the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Tuesday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 28th, Pretty Woman, the musical. Imagine the classic Julia Roberts, Richard Gere film set to music. The modern fairy tale is big, huge, some might say. Tuesday through Sunday, March 16th through the 21st, To Kill a Mockingbird. Harper Lee's story has been told numerous times before, but this version was written by Uber producer Aaron Sorkin, who breathes new life into a classic you thought you knew. Tuesday through Sunday, April 20th through the 25th, It's Oklahoma. Like To Kill a Mockingbird, this iconic work gets a new twist that's stripped down to reveal the darker psychological truths at its core, that according to a press release. And Tuesday through Sunday, June 1st through the 6th, The Cher Show. The musical features no shortage of wigs or sequins as the story of Cher's life unfolds across several decades with 3 different actresses. Also in the 2020-21 mix, Hamilton. Still, no date has been announced. Right now, DPAC is only selling season tickets for the upcoming Broadway season, and they're only available to current ticket holders. Those who have season tickets have until May 1st to renew their memberships. Again, that's DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center's 2020-21 Broadway season schedule. All right, let's switch to Greensboro Coliseum and upcoming events there. Wednesday through Sunday, March 4th through the 8th, it's the 2020 ACC Women's Basketball Tournament. Followed up Tuesday through Saturday, March 10th through the 14th, the 2020 ACC Men's Basketball Tournament. Then Friday through Sunday, March 20th through the 22nd, the 2020 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Then also at the Greensboro Coliseum, Friday, March 27th, the ever-popular Harlem Globetrotters. Saturday, March 28th, it's Dan and Shay and the Arena Tour. Thursday through Monday, April 2nd through the 6th, Cirque du Soleil presents OVO. Saturday, April 11th, the Millennium Tour 2020. Saturday, April 18th, and I had to look up the pronunciation on this one, Aventura Immortal Tour. Aventura. There we go. I think I got it right that time. Sunday, April 19th, for King and Country, Burn the Ships Tour. Saturday, May 2nd, Feed the Streets Tour. Sunday, May 17th, Kane Brown, the Worldwide Beautiful Tour. Saturday, May 23rd, Elton John, the Yellow Brick Road Tour. Thursday, June 11th, Kevin Gates, I'm Him, Part 2 Tour. Sunday, July 5th, Janet Jackson, Black Diamond World Tour 2020. Wednesday, July 29th, Justin Bieber, Changes Tour. And Monday, August 17th, Jim Gaffigan, the Pale Tourist Tour. Again, all that at Greensboro Coliseum. Then, if you want to travel to Charlotte, here's what's happening at the Spectrum Center. Friday, March 6th, it's Sturgill Simpson, a good-looking tour with special guest Tyler Childers. Sunday, March 8th, Nick Cannon presents MTV Wildin' Out Live. Saturday, March 14th, Martin Lawrence. Wednesday, March 18th, Michael Bublé. Friday, March 27th, the Millennium Tour 2020, featuring Omarion, Bow Wow, Ying Yang Twins, Lloyd, Sammy, Pretty Ricky, and Soulja Boy. Sunday, March 29th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Tuesday, April 21st, Tool. Sunday, May 17th, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa. Saturday, June 6th, the 1975. Monday, June 8th, it's Tame Impala with special guest Perfume Genius. Saturday, June 27th, Joe Rogan, the Sacred Clown Tour. Saturday, July 11th, Alabama's 50th Anniversary Tour. And then Wednesday, July 15th, The Weekend, the After Hours Tour. And, of course, a reminder at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium, the following concerts. Saturday, April 18th, Billy Joel. Saturday, May 2nd, Garth Brooks, his Dive Bar Stadium Tour. Wednesday, July 1st, Rolling Stones 2020 No Filter Tour. And then Saturday, July 11th, Motley Crue and Def Leppard with Poison and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Looking for a little bit of comedy in your life? We've got two venues in the Triangle. Raleigh Improv is on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday through Saturday, March 5th through the 7th, it's Greg Barrett. Greg is an American comedian and author. His work as a script consultant to the HBO sitcom Sex and the City paved the way for co-authoring of the New York Times bestseller He's Just Not That Into You. Friday through Sunday, March 6th through the 8th, Liza Traeger. 2015, Liza released her first half-hour comedy special in addition to her first album with Comedy Central. She has performed at comedy festivals such as Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, Clusterfest in San Francisco, and Moon Tower in Austin, Texas. She was also part of the 2012 New York Comedy Festival as one of Comedy Central's comics to watch. Friday and Saturday, March 13 and 14, Cheryl Underwood. She's the savvy businesswoman, philanthropist, and a multifaceted multimedia entrepreneur who is recognized as one of the most articulate, well-informed women of our time. Sunday, March 15th, is Jeff Allen, the America I Grew Up In tour. Jeff combines clean, hilarious humor like no other comedian working today. Besides performing at corporate functions and fundraisers, he regularly appears on television, radio, and casinos across the country. Friday through Sunday, March 20th through the 22nd at Raleigh Improv, Christopher Titus, Carrying Monsters Tour. Employing what he's labeled hard funny, Christopher, star and creator of the Fox show Titus, has released 8 90-minute albums in as many years. Friday and Saturday, March 27 and 28, Roy Wood Jr. Roy's comedy has entertained millions across stage, television, and radio. Roy joined Comedy Central's Emmy-winning The Daily Show with Trevor Noah in 2015 as a correspondent. In 2017, he was named the new host of Comedy Central's storytelling series, This Is Not Happening. Sunday, March 29th, Andy Forrester. Andy's been performing comedy since 1999, and his brand of off-the-wall humor has made him a club favorite all across the country. Andy's comedy career seems to have been a lifetime in the making, but officially started in 1999 when he joined the local improv comedy troupe right here in Raleigh. All right, coming up in April, Jess Hilarious, Christina Kismick, Gilbert Gottfried, Aries Spears, Killer Bees, and Veer Das. And, of course, all shows are 18+. Now, at the Goodnights Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, Wednesday, March 4th, it's Jeff Zenasek. Jeff is a stand-up comedian, actor, and host who has played semi-pro tennis for several years until injury sidelined him and brought him to the world of comedy. Thursday through Saturday, March 5th through the 7th, John Doerr, named one of 10 comics to watch by Variety, Ottawa-born comedian, host, and actor John Doerr is renowned for his offbeat humor and unique bait-and-switch style. Thursday through Saturday, March 12th through the 14th, Well-Read Comedy Tour. Comedy and writing partners Trey Crowder, Drew Morgan, and Corey Ryan Forrester are ready to meet the people. Thursday through Friday, March 19th through the 21st, Brian Posen. Brian may be a self-proclaimed nerd, but he's also the king of comedy cameos. With an IMDb page that reads like a laundry list of the 90s and early 2000s, comedy TV shows, and movies, Posen garners a fan base that turns up for his self-deprecating humor, awkward relatability, and unapologetically nerdy views. Friday and Saturday, March 27 and 28 at Goodnights, Jason Mewes. It's apparent that Jay, the vocal half of Jay and Silent Bob, is a toned-down version of his iconic loudmouth character. Also Friday and Saturday, March 27 and 28, Jeremy Essig. Jeremy is the former bass player and guitarist for late 90s underground bands Box of Rocks and the Flaming Moes. Sunday, March 29th, it's Nick Coletti. With his natural charm and raw talent, Nick is quickly emerging as one of Hollywood's most dynamic and sought-after comedians and personalities. And then coming up in April, Chris Frangiola, Chris DiStefano, Nathan McIntosh, Bill Bellamy, Sean Murphy, Ryan Niemöller, Louis Katz, and Earthquake. Again, all shows are 18 plus. A reminder that the Land of Oz in Western North Carolina is out with its 2020 event dates. The Land of Oz theme park in North Carolina's mountains is out with its 2020 event dates. The theme park, which is on Beach Mountain, opened in 1970 but closed 10 years later. And although it's not open year-round anymore, it does open each year for special events. It has hosted Autumn at Oz annually for more than 20 years to celebrate the anniversary of the film The Wizard of Oz. This year, its 50th anniversary, the festival will be held over 2 weeks in the fall. Guests will be able to attend September 11th through the 13th, and again on September 18th through the 20th. The park also offers its Journey with Dorothy event over the summer. Guests will be able to take part in the interactive experience on June 12th, 19th, and 26th, and then again July 2nd and 3rd. The Land of Oz at Beach Mountain. All right, upcoming audio-described events on the calendar, Saturday, March 28th, Memphis. Explosive dancing, irresistible songs, and a thrilling tale of fame and forbidden love. Inspired by actual events, Memphis follows the story of a white radio DJ who wants to change the world and a black club singer waiting for her big break. This is at Memorial Auditorium, 2 o'clock performance. Sunday, March 29th, is Jungle Book at Raleigh Little Theater. Mowgli grows up believing he's as fierce as a wolf as any of the members of his pack. When he learns he is actually a human, he must discover how to reconcile these very different identities. In this action-packed adaptation of the classic adventure story, Mowgli must decide whether to remain with the pack or return to the human world. Now, there is a sensory-friendly performance that is set for April 4th at 1 o'clock. Sunday, April 19th, A Raisin in the Sun. Walter Lee Younger hopes to use his father's life insurance money to open up a liquor store with two partners. His mother, and with the support of Walter's pragmatic wife Ruth and independent sister Benethia, instead uses part of the money as a down payment on a house in an all-white neighborhood. Family tensions and prejudice they face form this seminal American drama at Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, April 19th at 3. Sunday, April 26th, Shrek the Musical at the Cary Arts Center at 3. Sunday, April 26th, 12 Angry Jurors, Justice Theater Project at Fuquay Varina Arts Center at 3 o'clock. Saturday, May 2nd, Edges, and that's at Fletcher Opera Theater at 2. Tuesday, March 10th, Julius Caesar, Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, and the curtain goes up at 7:30. Saturday, March 21st, The Color Purple, Deepak, Durham Performing Arts Center at 2. Friday, April 10th, Pippin and Hoofin Horn, Duke University's Bryan Student Center. Saturday, April 11th, bands visit at DPAC. Tuesday, April 14th, Native Gardens, Playmakers Repertory Company at Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. The performance starts at 7:30. Saturday, May 2nd, Escape to Margaritaville. That's at DPAC at 8 o'clock. Friday, May 15th, Beauty and the Beast begins. This is Durham Ballet. The Durham Ballet Theater is on North Duke Street, and this performance is at 6:30. Saturday, May 23rd, My Fair Lady, DPAC at 8 o'clock. Saturday, April 6th, it is Jesus Christ Superstar. Again, a DPAC performance at 8 o'clock. Okay, let's take a look at some of the clubs in downtown Raleigh and their upcoming schedule. At Lincoln Theater, Cash Unchained, the ultimate Johnny Cash tribute, and that is at 8 o'clock. Saturday, March 7th, Water for People Benefit Concert presents the Vagabonds and Night Years, and that event starts at 7 o'clock. Friday, March 13th, Rhapsody, A Black Woman Created This Tour. That starts at 9. Saturday, March 14th, Brian Fallon and the Howling Weather at 7:30. Sunday, March 22nd, Brent Cobb with Maddie Medley at 8. Thursday, March 26th, Talk with Casey and the Comrades at 8. Friday, March 27th, Gianni, Sheriff Faud, Lady London, G. Yamazawa, Freddie Valoy, and Ace Henderson, and that all starts at 8. Saturday, March 28th, Off the Rails, and that starts at 8 o'clock. Moving on to the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8, unless noted. Thursday, March 5th, Big Head Toad and the Monsters with Los Colonas at 7:30. Friday, March 6th, G. Herbo PTSD Tour starts at 8:30. Saturday, March 7th, Co. Wetzel. Friday, March 13th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz, Shoot to Thrill at 7. Saturday, March 14th, again, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presenting Slippery When Wet. That show begins at 7:30. Sunday, March 15th, Killswitch Engage, Atonement for Tour. Let's do that again. Atonement Tour North America 2020, and that is at 7:30. Tuesday, March 17th, Hippie Sabotage, Direction of Dreams Tour. Friday, March 20th, Morgan Whalen. That show is sold out. Saturday, March 21st, Hot 97.9 presents Rockefeller versus Rough Riders at 10. Monday, March 23rd, Band of Horses. Thursday, March 26th, Steve Aoki at 6. Friday, March 27th, Dark Star Orchestra. Saturday, March 28th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz, that Arena Rock Show at 7. And moving on to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Brunt Street. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, March 4th, Soulfly with Sergio Michael, X Method, System House, and Suppressive Fire. That show starts at 8 o'clock. Thursday, March 5th, Texoma, The New Aquarian, and Hero. Friday, March 6th, The Bleeding Hearts with The Girls and Bad Moger. Saturday, March 7th, In the Record Shop, Charlie Lowry at 3 and Jason Adamo at 5. And then that evening, Black Surfer EP release show with Jenny Bezitz and No One Mind. Sunday, March 8th, In the Record Shop, Cliff Wheeler Band at 1. The Hales at 3, and Rare Creatures at 5. And then at 8 o'clock, Sam Birchfield with Proxima Parada and Little Bird. Monday, March 9th, That One Guy with Barefoot Wade. Tuesday, March 10th, The Bones of J.R. Jones with Jared Dickinson. Wednesday, March 11th, In the Record Shop, North Carolina Street Heat album release party. That's at 1 o'clock. Then at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, March 11th, Farewell to a King, a show for Neil Peart. And then Thursday, March 12th, 8-Bit Disaster, Strange Lady, Steam Room Etiquette, and Rookie of the Year. A reminder, the high-energy action sports show Nitro Circus will bring its tour to Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The Nitro Circus You Got This Tour stops in Durham on May 2nd. Some musicals around North Carolina, or music festivals, I should say, coming up around North Carolina. March 21st, Rock the Beach Festival. That's in Carolina Beach. March 28th, Blue, Brew, and Q Festival in Kenansville at the Duplin County Events Center. April 3rd and 4th, Surrey Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Dobson. April 4th, it's the Dreamville Festival in Raleigh at Dix Park. April 11th, Loaded Up and Truckin' in Brevard. April 16th through the 18th, Big Lick Bluegrass Festival, and that is in Oakboro. April 17 and 18th, Earth Day Jam in Salisbury. April 17th through the 19th, Little Creek Vineyard Earth Day Music Festival takes place in Snow Camp. April 18th, North Carolina's Cuegrass Festival in Raleigh. April 18th, Rocky Fest in Hidden Knight. April 18th, Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival, and that takes place in Curry Beach. And then April 23rd, it's the Amp Music Fest in Durham. And I think that just about wraps it up. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call, 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.